All right, waiting on. Don't know what happened with D-Man, and now they're waiting. Okay. All right. All new episode, Run to Tell That Podcast. I'm Gerard.
I'm him, Dale
JP.
You know who it is.
Know who it is. All right. How was everybody's Christmas?
Was a good Christmas. It was a good Christmas.
It was great, great. I bought two presents. One for my two great grandsons. I'm the only two presents I bought. I ain't bragging on it. Somebody called me Scrooge, but hey, I
call you Scrooge.
Wow.
Wow. Bank account looking pretty good too, cause I'm old Scrooge.
But you know what? Christmas this year, I'll tell you this, man. I didn't ask for much for Christmas because if you think about all I have, like my year has been, matter of fact, my life has been a good life. I'm gonna tell y'all this, and okay. I'll be honest with you. So if you think about life in general, I don't need just that one day. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You know, so Christmas this year, I got the stuff, because, and I'm gonna tell y'all how I work. I'll go in the store, I want something, then I'll change my mind because I don't want to spend the money for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Even if it's $50, mm-hmm. I'm very indecisive. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So so what my wife ended up doing, she ended up getting me one of those stand-up heat for the outdoor area that we normally be at. So it's a stand-up heat area because I went inside Sam's and Academy and all these different places, and I had an opportunity to get it when it was $99. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The price went up and all that stuff like that. But I should have got it when it was $99. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But now, like I said, it was a learning experience. But I hooked that joke up, man. You just seen me last propane. Night, man. Yeah, propane. Mm-hmm. I got a whole big propane tank hooked up. Mm-hmm. So when we all get together again, we ain't got to worry about the cold. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But my Christmas, I can honestly say it was a good Christmas. Got a new truck. Really? I'm good.
Yes,
good,
good
truck. Yes. Beautiful truck.
Yeah. I'm good.
Yeah. It's nice. It's really nice.
And speaking on Christmas, I'm one that has never. I come up in a time when you was blessed to even get one gift. You might have got one little small toy and maybe some fruit, and you were doing good and you were happy. And that was just the way it was.
Mm-hmm. You know, my mom and dad made Christmas a big deal every year. Mm-hmm. I mean, they went out of their way.
Mm-hmm.
They went to toy stores. We got a lot of stuff.
That's awesome.
And my thing was, I transcended it to my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did the exact same thing, if not better, on a bigger scale for my daughter. And now that I got the grand, you know, put the tree up, you know, bunch of presents, probably spent too much night, probably spent too much money.
Yeah.
But again, the looks on their face, that was rewarding.
Yes.
But like I said, my time will come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every day is Christmas when you are mindful of the gifts that you get and able more than you're able to give.
Exactly.
You know, so it's Christmas pretty often around my place.
That's awesome, bro.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep.
And we was talking, me, myself, as I stated, we didn't have much, so. You know, even now, these ladies and these grands, they treat me good, and they'll go out the way for me, Christmas, birthdays, holidays. Mm-hmm. But I tell them in a minute, y'all don't have to do that because I'm just so grateful to be alive, to be still able to move about in my health. And so, but like I say, so I didn't spend much money. They know me. My two little grandsons, I bought them something. Mm-hmm. I used to get nieces and nephews and cousins, all of them, but no, I have kind of gotten away from that, and so nothing wrong with it, because even Jesus Christ says better to give than to receive. So he was letting us know the importance of giving. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
It's
pretty good.
How were y'all Christmas?
Mine was pretty good.
How was y'all Christmas?
That gigolo.
Oh, you thought?
Yeah, mine was pretty good. I didn't do anything much, but I agree with you, JP. Like, for me, once the cost of your gift is like me buying for myself, that's when it's time for the parents to take over.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm just saying.
far as me, I spent some time with, you know, very important person, my granddaughter. So I got her. I, you know, got her some stuff, and, you know, It was a good Christmas. I was able to be around her and my son, so I'm happy.
Yes, sir, my brother.
Well, that's the point. All right, so we got a message. Let's play that message right quick.
Cheer. G-Man, everybody in the back audience, Dell, JP, hey, Gerard, Ro, I see you. What's going on, guys?
Callie, you know it's always
going on, Callie.
We hope you had a great Christmas.
Yeah.
What's going on,
Callie? We know what you were doing Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. You were picking up people and dropping them off. You know what I'm saying? And look, so we really appreciate you, Callie. We love you. We appreciate you.
Yes, we do.
We definitely do.
Yes, we do.
All right, we got another one.
You know, the problem is, G-Man, you didn't ask for much. You didn't ask for me at all. That's all you needed.
Okay. Oh, all I can say is,
oh,
damn.
There she is.
Oh, hell. There it is. There it goes.
Let me
right
say,
there.
Like I said, a couple shows.
Don't start stuttering. Don't start stuttering.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something, Callie G.
I'm going to
tell you this right now, and I'll be honest. You have a hot tuna on that thing. See, damn
it,
oh,
my God.
She want a hot tuna. She want a hot tuna and spit on that thing. Man, I want her to hot tuna and spit on that thing.
Merry Christmas.
And I ain't talking about the kneecap, or the legs, or the ankles. I'm talking about that thing.
There we go.
That 11-2, yeah, that 9-1, yeah, that 6-5, and that 4-1 when it's sleeping.
Oh my God.
That's what you want, Callie.
Oh,
you want the real man. Oh, you want the him in you. You want the him.
Oh wow.
Kids, no, I can't.
He said,
be quiet no more.
He said the him in you. Oh my God! Hey,
4-1. The 4-1 is the 4 when you got the one is we got to pull back the foreskin to get to the 4.
Oh, man. The man that changed his name, he's G Man A M E, and he's still messing up.
Oh my goodness!
All right, we got yeah. There's a bunch of
you said G Man that you got a floor heater for Christmas. The heat's between the legs, right?
Oh.
You need some heat. You should know where to go.
Before you say, let me go to the. Let's run them.
Oh, and thank you guys again for sending the sweater. I love it. It fits perfectly. You know what? I should wear it tomorrow when I go to work. But I'm a warm nature person, so I get hot pretty quick, so. It's got to be ice cold out for me to wear something sweater like that. Look, all I got to do is hock to on his little pinky and he'll be good.
Oh, look, let me tell you something.
Hey, Miss Cheesecake. Callie. Are you sure you want to be in here? How you doing, Miss Cheesecake? Happy holidays and happy new year.
What's up, Miss Cheesecake?
What's going on?
Let me just go ahead and clear the air for one thing. Number one, Callie girl, you ain't never ever been with nobody like me before.
Oh jeez.
I would donkey ride you.
Oh shit.
I was let me quit.
Oh, my
I would
God.
Horseback ride you. Let me quit.
Oh wow.
I would let me quit. And the most important thing, I will piggyback ride off of you, girl. I will put all this love meat all in your ears, your nose.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
My brothers. And you sitting there, you come up with me. You talk about floor heater. Don't you worry. I don't need Viagra, Cialis, or Dango, nothing. I got every single thing I need. Guess what? 11-2, 9-1. In a good day, you can meet me at 9-2, 9-4, 9-6. No, and I'm sorry. You brought me out of character.
All right. I'm gonna play the messages because Miss Cheesecake want to know what jank juice is.
Hey, Cali girl, what's going on? I don't know if my message went through or not, but I was asking, what the hell is some jank juice? What's going on? G46, Row 24, G-Man, a.k.a. him. What's going on? What the hell is y'all talking about?
All right, Ro, the jank this is your topic. Is, so what jank, is jank juice?
The jank juice is him. The jank juice brings all the ladies to the yard. Him. It's H-I-M. You know what, you know,
so- him. Him. Oh, yeah, you talking about
jank,
him.
The jank
oh,
juice. Yes. Him.
Right, him.
He brings all the girls to the yard.
Him.
That's right.
Yeah, I forgot. For a split second, I forgot who him was, but now I remember. I know who him is.
Give me a shot. No. Give me a shot.
My glass. Yeah, that's mine, but we good. Yeah, we
yeah.
brothers.
Yeah. My boys, I don't know what they got into this. This fella tonight.
No. I'm telling you, it's not me. It's Callie. She want to actually bring the best out of me. Guess what?
The best.
Out of me. You know what she want? So, let me tell you something. The juice is the jank juice that we be drinking around here. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you something, Callie. Every time you say something that's wrong, I want to correct you. When you say that G-Man, the flow unit, no, it's a heater unit. When you sit there...
I'm done.
All I can say, I don't know what the hell going on with G.
No, I don't know.
I love
you. Ready to play the message?
Yeah, I'm gonna play the messages.
G-Man, unless you got your ass licked. I have been with you.
I
love you, boy.
What the fuck?
Let me tell you something. No. Damn. Somebody take over this. No, because you show it out, man.
Let him be quiet.
Hey, you hear what she just said? She was so. She said, you're off the chain. Ass lick. Him, you're off the chain.
Okay, so let me calm down. Look, now I'm not part of the alphabet group.
Yeah.
Oh, what they got doing anything?
Because I don't know. I just don't want my ass licked. No, I don't.
But that ain't got nothing to do with that. That ain't got nothing to do with them. That ain't got nothing to do with that community.
It's a different feeling when your ass get licked.
Hey, I'm a woman though. You good?
No, I don't. Hey. No, man. My look, brother. that feel like statutory.
Oh my god!
I tell you, my brother, him gonna be quiet.
Oh god, I'm sorry.
I said too much already.
Oh my goodness!
So, but I mean, think about it.
If
only thing that you release now, imagine having something stick up in your butt. That's story right.
Yeah.
not that. What is you talking about?
Somebody gonna rip you, my brother.
Oh, God.
We don't know. Hey, as they say, as the old saying is,
him.
I ain't just dumb, I'm dumbfounded.
Him. They not, look, she ain't talking about pegging. Pegging is different.
Yes,
he said ass licking. Two totally different things.
No, I don't want to be rape of the butt.
How? You know what?
I'm gonna play the messages.
Ooh, he said he don't want his butt to be looking like a glove turned inside out.
Whoa! Hey, I'm about to skip to this last message, and then I'm gonna go back and stop. You know what I'm saying? Cause yeah, Callie got something to say to you, him.
Yeah.
Come here, G-Man. Let me split those cheeks open.
Ooh, and she gave sound effects.
That shit sound like Silence of the Lambs.
Oh,
You just got on and said the Silence of the Lambs.
Is that just green? Oh, is it clear tequila?
No. Hey, look, ain't no Jinx juice never green. Jinx, look, let me tell you something. Jinx
juice. She said, is it clear?
Yeah, it's
clear. Like tequila.
Yeah, it's clear. Like, oh my God. It's clear. It's cloudy too.
Well, y'all don't know. Y'all
it all depends on the diet. It depends on the diet.
It's cloudy.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be green because green is gonorrhea. let me quit. I'm done. I can't talk no more.
Hey.
G-Man out.
Hey, you know what? Could be. You know what? It could be. It could have a yellow like a Mountain Dew, which is piss. Hey, never know.
Either way, it sound like a Saturday trip to the clinic.
That would have, yeah. Man, we deep. Let me go. I'm gonna go ahead and run these messages out because this is a lot.
If you are ready for me, bring my ass up. Him. That's right, G-Man. Get close to the mic so I can hear you real clear. I will repeat, G-Man, unless you've gotten your ass licked, which you know I've licked an ass, you haven't been with me and you are not at my level. Well, you are too part of the alphabet group. H, capital I, capital M, alphabet group. What the hell?
I'm not.
Y'all, let him keep talking. He's digging a bigger hole for himself. Let him keep talking.
I am not.
And guess what? I can lick all the way from the bottom of your balls all the way up your ass. I know your ass can't talk no more. You can't keep up with me. You can never keep up with me.
Hello.
Hey, shout out to the panel nose and the boom boom room. Shout out to Jared 46, row 24. Hey, shout out to the panel nose and the boom boom room. Shout out to Jared 46, row 24, G-Man 5, CG Cali Girl in the building. This is Rock. This is Boffy Rock. Jank Juice. What's Jank Juice? It sound like something to get it going. My car ain't started. All right, pop the trunk. Let me put that Jank Juice in the engine in the carburetor. It'll crank that motherfucker right up. Jank juice. What's happening, Jank? What you been doing, man? What you up to? Shit, ain't nothing but a cataflog. You know, I'm just doing my thing, man. Give me some of that Jank juice. Jank juice. Sound like you drank that. You turned the fuck on and won't go the fuck off.
Damn.
Rock, how you doing, Rock? Happy Christmas and happy holidays and happy New Year.
No. Don't play another match.
Shout out to y'all. This Rock Jank Juice. It sounds like a whole bunch of cognacs mixed in. Hennessy, Christian Brothers, you know, and a whole bunch of other brown liquors. Got that Jank Juice. It's going to fuck your world, my nigga.
Last one. Oh, shit. My bad.
CG, goddamn. You got it fired the fuck up. When I'm on my panel, when I'm on my live, I demand that you come on and leave messages like this. Keep that shit cranked up. That's what I'm talking about.
All right. Now, him, you can go ahead and respond to the messages that was played.
So let me just say this, Cali girl, I'm gonna tell you. Him is not the one that you want to mess with.
You said. Mm-hmm.
So him got all kind of good things going for him. But Cali, I'm going to tell you this. If you say you licking from the ankle all the way up to the to the balls, I'm going to meet you somewhere so you can help me out. Because if you doing all that, I need there.
That ain't what she said. That ain't what she said. That's not what she said. Don't change up the script. What she said was, she said she licked from the balls to the ass. Don't sell us from the ankles to the goddamn balls. That's not what she said. She said from balls to ass. Balls to ass is what she said she'll lick.
I didn't
know. Every time you say something, him, I'm gonna say balls to ass. That's what she said.
I don't know.
But you said ball sack. Ass
lick. No, I ain't that type of guy. I'm not that type of guy. I want the what? I want the ankle. I want the ankle, my kneecap. I want my thighs.
Bro, I feel like you should be offended. Ro should be offended by that, by what he just said. Because ain't you get your balls ass licked?
No, because I don't like my balls licked. That shit feels like a bad roller coaster ride. So that ain't me. I think you're talking about yourself, or you're talking about JP, not me. I think that was JP was talking about at the on the last show when he was talking about when he was overseas and stuff.
Oh yeah, he did say that. He did say that. I remember.
I
remember. I remember. I remember.
I sure don't remember. Let me tell you guys something. For me personally, nothing. I don't want to have no tongue up my behind. I won't have nothing up my behind. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. Now, for the rest of the guys, that's up to them. That's up to you guys.
Hey, look. I said the same thing, and then I had it happen one time, and I'll, you know what? You know, let's not rush the judgment. You know what I mean? Let's not rush the judgment.
Girl, I said, you know what? He said now. Girl, I said now he don't mind serving up a little clam chowder. You know what I'm saying?
You know. Hey, look, let's not rush the judgment is all I'm saying. We got like three messages. Four.
Thank you, Rock. Thank you. Thank you.
No, your granddaughter, she just drinks. And your wife, they don't like that.
I believe G-Man had a statement he wanted to do. This is hilarious. Y'all are telling on each other.
You got that right, baby.
Wait, Gerard, are you telling me something new I don't know about this?
So yeah, but the vocal point right now is not about me. It's about him. So let's talk. You direct all that to him. We ain't talking about me. I just said let's not rush the judgment.
Hey, you didn't open up Pandora's box, not Gerard.
So, right quick. JP. Let me finish my conversation. Let me ask you this, Callie. And this is strictly for you. You like golden shower?
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Why everybody quiet? Nobody want to ask nobody that question.
No, G-Man posed a question. They'll wait for Carol's response. I'm still laughing off of you
normally,
and the butt stuff.
Normally, G-Man throws the question out, but then the question is asked amongst everyone in the group. But nobody wants to ask anybody if that's what they're into.
Hey, Gigolo.
It may not be people are into it. It might have just happened.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
All right, damn.
Gigolo and Road Dog, y'all see I'm quiet, don't you?
Yeah.
You know why I'm quiet? I'll tell you. My wife been trying to find the show.
Oh, wow.
She's like, what? I just figured. Show again? I'm like, babe, I think it's running something.
Uh-huh. Running, say that.
Yeah. I just figured you didn't say nothing because you know the quiet one is the one that be done it. So I didn't know. Maybe you done peed on a couple people and you don't want to talk about it.
Gigolo, you wrong for that now.
We consent only.
You got me on that.
Oh, we got Callie's response. Let's see what she says.
G-Man, if you're talking about being pissed on, no, I don't. Is that what you're talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
I believe that's what he's talking about.
Fun fact, did y'all know that it's not called Golden Shower no more? It's called a water sport Did y'all know that?
Water sport. Sport.
All right. Wow.
The water sport.
Water sport.
Yeah.
I don't care what it's called. I mean, it's still gonna be golden shower.
I'm just saying that's what they call it now. Huh?
Hey, Jiggalo, I guess if it's clear, it can't be a golden shower, could it?
No, you gotta remember.
Can't be.
No more. It's a different color.
No, you be clear too. If it dehydrate, it's golden. If it's clear, that means you're not dehydrated. Mm. That's what they teach you. So he shouldn't be golden.
Mm. Oh, we got a response.
Uh-oh.
I actually take that as an insult. And yeah, I've had it done a couple of times. I get nothing out of it. I feel like it's an insult. So anyways.
Oh, wow. So at this point, I guess we can call Callie Michael Phelps.
Oh, my God.
Turn that tape. No,
we can. Slick, sir.
I caught what you said there. I'm just saying.
Trying to call.
But I don't know. Millis. Let's spin the block on what Dale said. Dale said, you know, what did Dale say about it? Sometimes it just happens.
He said, yeah, it just happens.
Yeah, sometimes it just happens. It ain't playing. It just happens. Hey.
Pray tell. Pray tell.
Yeah. So you done. Say what? Go ahead, bro.
Naked bunny. Have you ever had a naked bunny before?
I can answer that, my brother. I had a naked,
bunny.
I had a naked bunny at when I used to go rabbit hunting. I would strip them down and get ready to fry them. Naked bunny.
That's what Cali girl.
Oh,
naked bunny. Wow.
Go ahead.
No, I mean,
Gerard, can you tell the gentleman to pay attention to what's going on? The gentleman, you got a lot of background situation going on. What's going on?
She said, y'all need to pay attention to what she's saying.
What did we miss?
Y'all not paying attention.
My brother, we ain't paying attention to each other.
What did we miss? Help us. We can't, so I apologize.
You had there. We ain't paying attention to each other. So like... All
right. Wow, everybody got quiet quick. What happened? Yeah. What happened?
I thought one of y'all was gonna repeat what was said.
Oh no, the last thing she said, what the last message was then she said she had it happen a couple times and it was an insult. Yeah. She didn't get nothing out of it.
Yeah.
I think that was the last message. It had happened, but she said it was an insult. Just she got nothing out of it.
I'm just speaking about myself. Can you guys hear me? Y'all can hear me?
Yeah.
So look, I think and trust me when I say this. I'm not taking offense to anybody that eat butt. You know what I mean? Anybody. But I don't eat butt. I don't like butt.
How you said?
I don't eat butt.
So anybody that eat butt, that's on them. So I would not discriminate against what you do.
So question, if you had someone that you really, really into and they asked you to do that, you just say no, I just draw the line.
As a man, I'm telling y'all right now, at me being him,
mm-hmm,
I'm telling you right now, him will not receive anything, even a tongue up his butt. Even a tongue.
Excellent.
No, because then... If I receive that tongue up on my mouth, I mean up my butt. So think about it.
Then they want to kiss you, my brother.
Yeah, they gonna kiss me, and then next thing you know, I'm part of the alphabet.
What does that have to do with anything? I'm still trying to figure that out. What does that have to do with anything?
It's part of
that transition. Is crazy.
Think about it. You want to receive what was coming in you. So the tongue is what's coming in you. You know what I'm saying? So think
yeah, but
it. So
that's,
if you were in that, look.
I can see you getting pegged. That's different. I can see if you getting pegged. That's different. But licking ass don't make you part of the alphabet community.
I'm giving you B. As of tonight, Gerard, I'm gonna pitch you as B.
B what?
Bye.
B what? How am I bi?
I don't know, but you said you like it.
I said no. I don't think. I said I've had it happen done. No, what I said was I've had it done. I said let's not rush to judgment. That's as far as I take. Nope. That's as far as I take the butt stuff. I don't do none of the other stuff.
So let me tell y'all this. I don't think no man should say it's okay to receive a tongue up, even a tongue up their butt. I'm just telling you right now. That's just me now. Now, for me and him just saying this, and I know we got a bunch of messages, but when you receive something up the butt, you might as well just go ahead and get the real stuff.
No, there is a line that I cross. Now, I've done that. I've had that done one time. I had my ass licked. That was one time. Now, the rest of that butt stuff, I don't do. I don't do pegging. I don't do none of that.
It's too late.
I don't
buddy.
Do that now.
Look, it's too late. You don't receive it now.
Ain't a virgin no more.
your buddy ain't a virgin no more.
What are you talking? Yeah, what you saying is making no sense.
Well, I'll say this right here. Hey, you are a gigolo for a reason, my brother. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are a gigolo. You are a gigolo for a reason. And we'll leave it at that.
What messages?
Yeah, we got a bunch of them.
G-Man, clear this up. Eating and licking are two different things. Eating is not what I said.
She said licking, not eating.
Hey, beautiful ramification. How you doing? How you doing? I'm glad you're here. I got another female input.
Shout out to y'all, brothers. I think I was following y'all on my original account, but since I got a new one, you know, so I'm gonna follow y'all again. This is some nigga resting things. Cause when I fuck with y'all, I cut around with y'all and see what y'all on. Y'all always, you know, y'all be some laughing motherfuckers. That's what's up. I don't even see y'all faces, and that's cool. I bet you it's nothing but teeth, nothing but chiclets, nothing but gum looking teeth up in this motherfucker. Shout out to CG and Rami up in this thing.
Appreciate that.
Oh god.
This is a dope.
You got that right, brother.
Oh man.
It is funny. You know what? To be earnest, I'm not with the shit like that all the way. You know, I'm not. You know, I'm pretty sure I probably do got some friends that have tried some shit with they bra, but they'll never just tell anyone, not even their closest partner. Because as being a nigga, when I say nigga, I ain't on no racial shit. When I say nigga, I mean a man. Ain't no nigga gonna tell his partner that he done indulged in some shit with his woman. They gonna come out, nigga, that's gay. They don't, you know, but the missus, she can have that talk with her girlfriends all day. And they'll acknowledge to you, say, yeah, girl, I done did it. You ain't did it, girl. You need to try, girl. Do it your man, girl. But ain't no dude, you know, women, they'll go to the bathroom with each other. Ain't no nigga going to the bathroom with another nigga. That's the LGB shit. You know, she done turn. Hey, y'all, come aside,
y'all.
I'm a legitimate trans woman, and if you get your ass licked, you are bisexual.
Yeah. I just played that because I ain't want to ignore him, but he a troll.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, man.
We still got one more message.
Hey, shout out to y'all. This Rock on some gigolo shit. Nah, I just, when I was young, I was doing my thing, but I wasn't doing, back then, what I'm doing, I'm not doing. And the shit that I'm doing today, I wasn't doing back then. I'll take my, if I had a time machine, man, I'll go get this shit. Not like no Viking. It's some shit I get out the porn shop store up over here near me, around the corner from me. And it's a spray on. I spray it on. It's a skeet delay. So I'm not, you know, I ain't no minute man, you know, I'm in something for 45 minutes plus, you feel me? So if it take me like, and I can control my shit, my stamina, you know, to where if it take me 45 minutes or plus the bus, as long as I got that skeet delay, it's for sure over an hour for me to bus to get one off way up over that, you know, but it ain't nothing but to just bus in 5 minutes. No, we long and strong. Hey, shout out to everybody that's rocking. About nowadays, everyone should have at least a LGB in their family, a gay relative. It may be the child, you know, the son, the daughter. It may be the cousin, you know. But if this motherfucker 50 years old just now coming out, get the man. I'm appalled you just now coming out this fucking late in life. But then again, I got a female cousin. You know, she I call her Femutch, a feminine butch. And you know, she taking the shit, her voice and shit. This is her telling the kids to come inside. Come inside, y'all. Come inside. Come inside, y'all. Come
inside, y'all.
No, get the fuck away from me. I'm the protector. It's like I'm the protector. I'm the protector. Nigga, your voice is more nigga than mine.
He said a fembutch.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. He said a fembutch. Okay, I guess they muted out.
What?
So, man, this should be funny the whole damn time.
Hey, whoa.
Oh, yes. Man.
Whoa.
Shoot.
Mute out. What just happened? We back.
Y'all muted it.
No, I was listening. Somebody said somebody underwear on fire.
Ain't mine.
Nobody said that.
That's a strong trip to the clinic.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Underwear on fire.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Whew, man. That's him, Bush. That shit, that's the one.
Yeah, that was the one for me. That was the one.
Oh, shit.
Butch.
You know, Chris Paul, we said about the voice changing the way he was doing it. It reminded me of fucking Bumblebee on Transformers. When you were changing the stage and you were talking and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, that was clutch.
Hey, shout out to y'all. No, not a. It's a feminine butch, but I call her a femutch. Oh, that's a femutch in the building, huh?
Femutch. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, remind me of saying sandwich. Don't want to picture that. This hairy ass sandwich. Talking about don't touch me. No. Man, this shit is so dinky. This is the age of information. This is the age of accountability. This is the age of disclosure. Everything is coming out. Even those that were very good at hiding their lives, they're kind of like, if they're not, they're either being boastful or they're being bold, saying little side shit. You know, you may catch your 32-year-old nephew saying, did you see me flirting with that guy over there? Some shit you just gonna have to ignore.
Wow. Oh, man. Well, right now, this is the funniest episode from start.
Yes.
Well, we appreciate everyone that's listening.
We don't go for that.
That's what
we're going to be on for probably another, 15 minutes, and then we're going to close out and then come back on.
Yeah, well, 7:15 or something like that.
Yeah, 7:15. So we're going to, we're going to do, for the next couple of weeks, we're going to be doing 2 episodes, so we can take us a 2-week break. And so we're going to be cutting it back from 2 hours to an hour, hour episodes.
It could be a church name.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. These conversations in the background, boy, I'm telling you.
As soon as
you unmute, you ain't no telling what you're going to hear in the background of the conversation.
You got that right. Part about it is once him catch it, he'd be like, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I'm batting my eyes over here
because
I don't know what's
going
to come out. Let me tell you.
Oh, man.
So him sitting up here, him is like mad with society.
Well,
I'm mad with society.
No, it could be worse.
So society is this.
It could be worse.
We give a little for certain individual, and we take a lot from another individual.
Sure, that's
you know what I'm saying.
Jesus,
and then each and every single one of us that's in this panel right now, that we already went through a lot.
Sure, you know we did.
Like, hey, Gerard, think about it. You're supposed to be the dang old man, but you still gotta actually answer to another man.
We always
Road Dogg. Rodo, you supposed to be the man. What you doing? You supposed to be. Look, you look. Why do you have to actually answer to another man?
We gonna G-man, answer somebody as long as we live, my brother.
But why? But that's why do we have to actually continue? So that's what we were talking about. Yeah, we're talking about that.
Yeah, we're gonna answer to somebody as long as
we. But we shouldn't have to.
And
man.
If it ain't some man, cow, we got to answer.
That's the, but that's the sad part it about is. It.
But
that's the sad part about
but
it.
I'm telling you, we work hard. Is that it could be worse?
But we work hard, man.
I come up, y'all of my age. We come up in a time when it was a lot harder than it is now. Children still got it a lot better than we got it. A whole lot better than we got it.
So what I'm saying is that
a whole lot.
It better. Disappoint me in life. I see that. We as African American, we still
got to hurt ourselves a lot of times.
But we still got to answer to somebody.
We do. Everybody's going to answer.
And that's what we were talking about. We were talking about that on low. You know what I'm saying? And yes. You know what I mean?
Everybody answers to somebody.
But it shouldn't be that way.
It's going to always be that way.
Why?
If we ain't answer to man, we got to answer to God.
But no,
so
what I'm saying,
somebody.
But hey, brother, but why do we have to answer
it? It makes sense because it's
so they don't have to answer us. So they don't have to answer us.
There's going
to
be somebody.
Think about it. So if I was in authority, so you think that somebody going
to
answer?
They should have to answer to. It fails to give you an example. Okay,
and I know we just flipped the whole script right now.
No,
we just.
This is good though.
But it's just reality is that look,
I've learned we're going to answer to somebody. And I'd rather answer to somebody that's righteous
like
than somebody.
Who you gonna answer to?
Who me? I answered to my maintenance manager at work.
So that's
I answered to my wife.
What color is he? What color is he?
It wouldn't matter if he was white, I'll answer to him. But if he was Japanese, I'm gonna answer to him.
So if he was black, would you answer to him?
Oh yeah.
If he was white, do you answer?
He black. I would answer to him.
If he was poor,
I got a young fella.
So
I wouldn't care what color he was. I'm gonna answer to him.
But what
if he's got authority over me as far as that job? That's just me though. Hey,
you
that's
have
me.
To be mindful that again. That
I have no
until
issue.
You have your own.
Yes.
Like I said, until you get your own food truck and you're the commander in chief.
Yeah, yeah.
You're gonna have
you
to answer to
somebody.
We all have supervisors. We all have directors. We all have people that we got to answer to. And again, sometimes.
But what they treat us different?
Because they can.
Yeah. But why?
Because it's their attitude. Their attitude. That sometimes.
So
sometimes you get a good one that treats you almost as an equal.
Yeah.
Always mindful that they're afraid of you. They're afraid of what you bring to or could bring to the table. That you intimidate them. You come with an attitude like it's like with your supervisor, just this off the top. You know for a fact that if you told your supervisor day tomorrow, I'm leaving, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
That just told him I don't need you.
Yes.
And I'm gonna be fine without you.
Yes.
So that's why they have that attitude. You got your younger people in these positions. They haven't learned how to play the game.
Uh-huh.
So and they take advantage of it.
Yes.
And they think they intimidate them and they give them that little thing of fear. And no matter how much they bust their butt, no matter how much they do their very best, they're always gonna be treated like less.
As I said, Dale, we've been through a lot worse.
Yeah.
So it could be worse.
So my whole thing about it, and the only reason we were having a side conversation about it is that We as African American people, we need to do better.
We need to support one another. Pick each other up, encourage one another.
Because it's not fair.
It's not fair because
I just found out that a black man, a man of color, owns 31 dealerships.
Yeah.
Yep, 31.
That puts him at probably a billionaire status.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
He does what he want to do.
Mm-hmm.
He says what he will because again he's in that position.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know. So like I said, until we get in the position of power and authority, we're going to have to be mindful of that again. Our existence, for the most part, will depend on another one.
And I'm gonna let everybody know. We as Run and Tell That, we gonna start something. And we gonna actually sit there and we gonna start either a food truck or a business. But we gotta do something.
We can do it.
We can own for ourselves. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yes.
Gerard, sorry, you can play the message, buddy. We just have a side.
No, you're fine.
Shout out to y'all, man. I wish y'all was on here earlier. It was just this one chat. I didn't know that it was a teenager. You know, it was a young woman. She was a teenager up on here. And the way that she was carrying herself was as though an adult. And I didn't catch the age. I guess I may have been in the middle of leaving a message right now, like how y'all chopping it, even though I'm leaving a message. You'll never know unless that little nigga bubble go up. And some brother came up in there, some nigga came up in there. Hey, man, Ruck, man, what's wrong with you? I said, hey, I ain't getting at you. Please don't get at me. You don't control me. I'm going to say how I say, just how you say. And he kept jabbing at me, and I say, look, nigga, you keep getting at me. I'm going hard R your motherfucking ass. And he kept on, so I called the nigga hard R. So you dumbass nigger boy. Leave me the fuck alone. That's why I fired that motherfucker up. I fired that whole chat up.
Damn.
Sorry. I feel like this is not the time to laugh, but just my sense of humor. I'm sorry. That was hilarious. Speaking of the Run and Tell That food truck that you were saying, what just crossed my mind? Eat and run.
We're going to, look, let me tell you this. We're going to do something.
Yeah, I wouldn't, at this point, I wouldn't throw any names out there for anything. We have to talk about that in the group chat.
You got that right.
Oh, yeah, you are inclined to steal. I forgot.
This other nigga was inclined to steal and stole a whole name from me.
So it's the holidays. It's the holidays.
I didn't give it to him. He stole it.
All right. No, I got it. You go right there. So back to the Buttmaker, Cali girl. We love it.
No, real quick. Did y'all know they had like Uno cards where you can write stuff on it? Like you can write stuff like stuff on the Uno cards? And then, no, you know, like, that. Yeah, one of the cards, like, I'm looking at this thing that got one of the cards that says, suck my dick or let me fuck.
Oh, wow.
So I guess if she picked that card up.
Why are you pulling up those type of Uno cards, sir? Are you lining something up for your next escapade there, Gigolo?
No, I'm on Facebook and somebody had posted that.
That's what they call it now.
On Facebook, because they got different stuff on it. It says pick up the whole fucking deck, nigga. I was like, damn. It said $40 or 40 cards.
I win.
Or 40 back shots. That's what it says. These cards are crazy. It says draw 20 or we fucking. I was like, god damn.
So I went $1,500 on Santa.
We got two messages.
Lick your ass twice. Turn around. Let me have it.
Just one with me.
Him. This message was for you.
Hey,
I'm gonna play it again. I'm pretty sure you didn't hear it. This one for you.
Lick your ass twice. Turn around. Let me have it.
No, I don't want you to lick my ass. No, you not. Nope, I am not.
It's the seriousness in his voice right now. Nope.
I don't do that. Let me tell you, I don't do that. But I got other people on this panel that like it. So y'all, go ahead. Work with it.
What it sounds like to me is, you know, like how you you know, like how you have a lady stand up against the wall and eat a pussy. It sounds like Callie gonna have him face first against the wall with his butt cheeks open.
You gotta worry about that.
Oh shit!
Hey, look, I'm seeing that happening. Hey, G-Man.
I feel like him gonna have some thong sandals on.
Nope, I don't receive anything in. No tongue, no dick, no,
oh, man.
No door, no exit only. Yeah, that's right, exit only. So I mean, whatever.
She said she's not gonna put the tongue in your butt. She said she's gonna lick the balloon.
Exactly. I'll make sure I
damn. That's fucked up.
I'm sorry.
Oh God. All right,
I'm gonna run these messages, and then we'll get our final thoughts, and then we can go ahead and close out.
Hey, shout out to everybody. This is Rock. Shit, if CG was with each other, I ain't down for no eating no ass, but I'll bite the cheeks. She got a fat ass, I'm gonna bite them cheeks, goddammit.
You know what? I'm done talking to G-Man. He not paying attention. He got something else going on. Yeah, tell him, Ro, if he ever comes down to Atlanta, his ankles and wrists will be in cuffs.
Wow.
Damn. In other words, G-Man, you gonna be... Sound like he up for the challenge.
Fellas, I didn't go that. Nah.
All right, we're at 7 o'clock. Okay, anybody got any final thoughts before we close out? And we'll be back on at like, I think 7:20 or 7:15, something like that.
Yeah.
So any final thoughts before we close out?
We'll see you at 7:15, 7:20.
Back to what they were talking about when they said my aspirin to somebody.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. When you are out here and you think you don't have to answer anybody and you just nose diving in this sea of crotch, you're going to answer to somebody. Yeah. Either on a Monday through a Friday. Yeah. And when you in that clinic and they call you up to go in that back room, you just answered to somebody.
Yes, sir. You got that right.
What does that fucking mean? What does that mean? Like, what does that mean? What does it mean?
It's the gift that keeps on giving. Happy holidays.
That's wild. That's wild.
You see it. All right, we appreciate everyone that came through. We appreciate everyone that left messages. Like I said, we about to close out. We'll be back on in like 15 minutes.
All right.
So I don't have any final thoughts. This show went off the rails 2 minutes after it started. All right.
This went left fast.
No, look.
It did. Thanks to Callie and him.
Yeah. Him mind his business.
Yeah. All right.
Just remember, hey, look, right, the woods could be a sea, but that desert will always be a stream. End it.
All right, I'm out.
Yeah. I'm telling you.